Hi, I'm Brent Simmons of Ranchero Software. I'm an independent iOS developer from Seattle. And this is video number two of a series of three videos I'm doing on mobile services. This one will demonstrate how easy it is to add user authentication to a mobile services client. And it is pretty easy. So the thing about user authentication is that you could, if you wanted to, roll your own user account system. And the problem with that is that then when people download your app, the first thing they see is, oh no, I have to create yet another account. I have another username and password to remember with a whole other service. Now, people don't really like that. What they would rather do these days is use something like Twitter or Facebook to log into your system. And so mobile services does support that. In fact, it supports Microsoft, Google, Twitter, and Facebook as login systems. And so you can use those with your mobile services application. If you wanted to, you could still roll your own user account system and give people the choice of your system or Twitter or whatever. I personally would recommend not doing it that way because what you've done is given extra choices to the user that the user he or she may not really need, right? Too much choice is too much, right? So why not pick one or two of the supported systems that mobile services uses? And what I'll do in this demo is show you how to add Twitter user authentication to your mobile services account. First thing you need to do is go to dev.twitter.com. And I'm already signed in, but you would sign in if you hadn't signed in. And under your avatar, there's a pull-down menu, and you choose My Applications. And it gives a list of applications that you've already created, of course. But now we are creating a new application. And we'll give it a name. In this case, it's Brent Demo C. And the description is, this app will never be seen by anyone. Well, except you on the video, right? Because it's a demo app. It won't be distributed. I'll give it the website of my company. Now the callback URL, that's the important part that you need here. So switching back to the portal, we will copy the URL for the mobile service for Brent Demo C. And that's what goes in the callback URL. So I'll paste that in there and pull down. Now, of course, we will all pause and read the rules of the road, which, while not as bad as the iTunes and user license agreement, is it's thick and long, but you have to read it. Once you agree to it, click that, then do a CAPTCHA. I don't know. That's a good guess, huh? All right, it worked. Application has been created. Okay, so this app will never be seen by anyone. Great. So the important bits of information to get from Twitter are your consumer key and consumer secret. And what I will just do, these things you should keep in a secure place. What I will do for now, for purposes of the demo, is just paste those into a text edit document. All right, so those are there. And at this point, I am done with Twitter. So I go back to the portal, click on my mobile service, Brent Demo C, and click on the Identity tab. And this is where the settings for the different account systems are. So you have Microsoft, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. And Twitter is the one I'm interested in. First, I'll grab the consumer key that I copied. And that is this one. Then I need the consumer secret, which is this one. And once I've pasted those in, I just click Save at the bottom. And I do want to save my changes, yes. And they were successfully saved. So, good. Now, the next thing I need to do, this is rather important, is click on the Data tab, click again on the To-Do Item table, and I want to set the permissions. I want to make sure that only authenticated users can access this table. Right now, anybody with the application key could access, but we'll change that to only authenticated users. We'll do that for each of these. Insert, update, delete, and read. Okay, that all looks good. And click Save. And they have been updated. Great. Back in Xcode, we need to make a few changes to the code in to-do-list-controller.m. First, we'll comment out this part, and then we'll add a viewDidAppear method. Okay, in the viewDidAppear method, the first thing we do is check to see if the current user equals nil. And if the current user is nil, then we call the login with provider, we pass it the string Twitter, called the login with provider method on the controller, which is self, and it's animated. And it takes a block which handles error or success. And if there's an error, for demo purposes, we're just using an NS log. And if there's no error, then the table view is refreshed. And so I will build and run this. And what it will do is authenticate me with Twitter, using Twitter first. Okay, so we have the standard Twitter OAuth flow, the standard login screen. So I will type my username, which is Brent Simmons. And password is, of course, don't touch this. Or actually, no, it's can't touch this. That's right. Password is can't touch this. And I'll click sign in. And there we go. The app's working. And it shows me the buy flowers item. But of course, you may have noticed that we have only done kind of half of this. We have made the client so it logs us in. And we've given some information to the server, but the server side isn't actually aware of different users yet. So we need to do a little bit of script editing in the portal to make that work. So back in the portal, we'll click on the script tab. And we will notice that we have scripts for inserting, updating, deleting, and reading, you know, the standard operations. So for inserting, we will add a line, item.userid equals user.userid. So user is a parameter to insert, and that's the authenticated user. And of course, user ID is the ID of that user. We're adding that user ID to the item, and the item is what's going to be inserted in the database. So having made that change, we'll click Save. And then we'll also update the read script. Okay, so the read script needs to be updated so that it only reads data for the current user. And that is easily done by updating the query. We'll do query.where user ID matches user.user ID. And that should do it. So now, when adding data and when reading it, you only get your own data, the authenticated user's data. So I will run this again. Okay, so I built and run the app again. And now you can see that there's no data in the app. And that's because the data that was entered previously was before we had a user ID column in the database. So before we added those scripts. So there's no data that is specific to the current user. No data specific to me just yet. So I will add something. By umbrella. Because one thing that unites Redmond and Seattle is that we all need umbrellas. All right, and so there that item is. And we can show that that is actually attached to my user ID by going back to the portal, back to browse. And you can see here that the last column, user ID, has my user ID. And that is created by taking the username, or I'm sorry, the service name, and I'm guessing that number actually comes from Twitter. You don't really need to know how that is created, but it kind of helps to be able to know when you're looking at it. And obviously, if you're going to do a full treatment of user authentication, you're going to need to edit, all four of the insert, read, update, and delete scripts. And you might choose another provider like Facebook, for instance. But what I've shown here is the basics, and that's what you need to know to get started on user authentication with mobile services.